We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aaron and Jenna, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I know that last night not only did you perform, but then you had a little hoop-de-doo afterwards.
Little opening night party, a little soiree. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, they threw us a great
party. Did a good job.
Yeah. Would you get a chance to get any rest today before the performance tonight?
Yeah. Have a little nap time in us.
Now, you're a singer anyway. I mean, you got a band, right?
Yeah. Band, singer, songwriter, actor, performer. Jenna is pretty similar as well. We're pretty similar in that sense.
Jenna, let me ask you about the music background when you were first starting out. What was it? Were you singing rock? Were you singing everything probably, huh?
I was singing pop when I was a young kid. I grew up in a professional song and dance group, and I sang around the country, and that's where I got my start and found my passion for performing, and then kind of fell into the theater scene in high school, so I give my high school teacher a lot of credit for that.
Oh, well, that's good. Mentors are important along the way.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
And then you get your break. How did the big break happen?
Actually, I was in college, and right after I graduated, I booked the American Idiot, the Green Day musical tour. So that's kind of what kickstarted my Broadway career.
Boy, that was fast right out of college.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Aaron, what about you?
Same thing. I did the national tour of Rent right out of school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I jumped on that for a while and then moved to New York. And
Now we're here.
Now we're here. We're touring. We're crushing it up here in sunny Minneapolis.
Our buddy Kevin McCollum was one of the big producers of Rent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know.
Kevin was here for a few years. He's a good friend.
Yeah, Kevin, we actually saw Kevin at one of our presentations of this show when we were rehearsing in New York. So,
is it nerve-wracking when you know that there's producers out in the audience, or does that matter to you at all?
I think it's a good... It's a good nervous feeling for me. Just like being on opening night or being in a new city on a Tuesday and getting used to the house and the crowd and everything else. It's just, you got to just step up and do your job and make sure you're putting on the show that you've been asked to put up and have a little fun doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So when we have producers come and stuff like that, it's more exciting than like scared or nervous.
Jenna, tell me about Jesus Christ Superstar. Mm-hmm. How'd you get this role?
Ooh, well, this was a long process, actually. One of the longest I've ever experienced in this career. it took me about a year to book it.
Wow.
They were very particular about the casting on this, and they wanted everyone to be really authentic, bring themselves to the table. Our production is the 50th anniversary celebration tour, and it is a really unique, artistic version. It's very raw, energetic, and kind of demands you to bring yourself to it. And the core of it is the Brown album, the original album. So they were looking for people that were artists, all around people that, I mean, so in the show, Jesus, Aaron, he's a singer-songwriter. He carries a guitar on his back the whole time. So we kind of have this music theme throughout the entire show. So it was a long process.
Wow.
They took us a while to figure out who they wanted to cast it. So it feels pretty good.
it was a process, yeah.
What did you know about the production prior to being part of it?
I've done the show before in the past. I did it. It was one of the first shows I ever did. And I, when I was 18, my high school drama teacher, she said, hey, we're going to do this production of Jesus Christ Superstar. And I ended up singing Judas in the show. And it was awesome, man. Just the groovy kind of acid rock themes and the truthful storytelling within it. And it's a story that everyone knows, too. And I went to Catholic high school, so everyone around me knew it, too. So, you know, so that was kind of my history on it. So I knew the show, but this production, like Jenna said, it's very different. It's Jesus is an actual musician in this production. So in this production, I play guitar, and it's crazy. The whole thing is it's an homage to the music, to the original concept album. It's neat. It's fun.
The performance is going on right now. HennepinTheaterTrust.org is where you can go and get your tickets if they're available, but it is a good show. And the 50th anniversary is kind of special, to say the least. Now, Jenna, is there a role that you really would like to play as you look at these musicals? Obviously, you know them quite well, unless you don't because you're busy doing your own.
I mean, I always look forward to something that's new and fresh. Mm-hmm. We need that. You know, there's so many talented writers, artists in general. It's, you know, remakes are fine. You know, movie musical adaptations are great. But I'm looking forward to something new and that's the most fun when you get to create something.
Yeah. Well, Six was just in town.
Yeah.
And then it went from here to Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
It's great.
Yeah, and it's different. Yeah. Exactly what you're saying. It's really different. So.
Yeah, and it's in developing a new show, being a part of a new show from the ground up, you really get to bring a lot of yourself to it. The one cool thing about this show and this process was they allowed us to do this with this existing material, too.
Because mm-hmm.
you have the structure of this show, but then he's like, all right, we have to work in, you have to fill in every crack and every line here. So, I mean, like, Jesus is a dream role. I mean, as far as live theater goes. The theatricality, the emotional aspect in this production, like, I get to be a rock star. So it's a lot of fun. You know?
And it's a good Minneapolis, St. Paul's a great artsy town, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, we can
I'm
tell.
Loving Minneapolis so far.
Yeah, it's good. Are you still a big Beatles fan?
Oh, that's my that's my heartbeat. That's my heart and soul right there.
Now, how did that happen? Because you're pretty young to be a Beatles guy.
I wouldn't say I'm pretty young, but I'm a Beatles guy. my dad.
Yeah.
As soon as I was born, it was Beach Boys, Beatles. That's all we played on the records growing up. So I listened to all the early stuff, and then once I figured out who these guys were, these as individuals and songwriters and just people who were just getting trampled by the press along the way, you really started to understand their story and then their solo careers. So they're kind of like my religion. I'll say that.
Yeah, very cool. I got an argument the other day, but with someone who said Rolling Stones are bigger. I said no. No, they're not.
Love the Stones, but sorry. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for coming in, Aaron
thank
and Jenna.
You.
Have a
thank
great
you.
Have a great run here in the Twin Cities, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah,
thanks. Appreciate
a lot. Appreciate it.
Break a leg. Can we still say that?
Oh yeah.
All right. Have fun tonight, and get your tickets, folks. Jesus Christ Superstar. It's here through the 26th. In downtown Minneapolis. Our time is 8:58. Your traffic and weather coming up next. Steve has the news, and then Corey joins us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.